Pharma bro Martin Shkreli became one of the most notorious people in America for hiking the price of a rarely used but life-saving drug by 4,000% in September of last year. And nearly a year later, dozens of reports are now coming out about how Mylan Pharmaceuticals hiked the price of a very common life-saving EpiPen by over 450% since Mylan bought EpiPen in 2007. You probably heard of EpiPens, and you probably know someone who needs to carry two of them around at all times, just in case they have a severe allergic reaction as a result of some everyday occurrence. For example, encountering a food product with peanuts or being stung by a bee. ABC News reports that the website GoodRx currently lists EpiPens as costing around $600 at multiple drugstores. In 2007, when Mylan Pharmaceuticals took over producing the drug from Merck, the cash price of the pens was about $50. And Bloomberg reports that the device only contains about $1 worth of epinephrine. But it's not the epinephrine that makes EpiPens unique. It's the precision delivery system, the pen, that makes the product special. And that delivery system hasn't really changed since 1977 when our federal government invented it and then the EpiPen hit the market. So why did the price jump from $50 in 2007? Why are patients paying over $600 for two pens less than a decade later? Well, it turns out there's a reason. It's the greed at Mylan Pharmaceuticals, plain and simple. Cynthia Kunz and Robert Langreth at Bloomberg wrote last year about how marketing turned the EpiPen into a billion-dollar business. The report details how Mylan bought EpiPen from Merck and then aggressively marketed the drug to concerned parents while increasing prices annually. That strategy boosted the revenues from EpiPens by more than $1 billion, from $200 million in revenue in 2007 to $1.2 billion in 2015. Strategy worked so well for Mylan that by 2015, EpiPen represented 40% of their operating profits, according to ABR HealthCo estimates. A report from NBC News shows that during that same period, between 2007 and 2015, Mylan CEO Heather Brush's total compensation increased from $2.5 million to nearly $19 million, a 671% increase. Stock price also more than tripled from $13.29 in 2007 to over $47 in 2015. And according to Open Secrets, the company's lobbying efforts spiked from $270,000 to $1.2 million in 2008, resulting in changes in FDA guidelines that directly benefited that company's bottom line, while patients still saw annual price increases. That strategy of aggressively marketing and price hikes also feeds the problem that Senator Bernie Sanders spotlighted on the campaign trail last year. Americans pay the highest prices for prescription drugs in the entire world. Why? Because the pharmaceutical companies take Americans for suckers. So in 2015, while patients in the United States paid about $415 for a package of two EpiPens, even after insurance company discounts, patients in France only paid about $85 for the very same package. And just to be clear, EpiPens aren't sold in packages of two so that patients can buy a package and be safe for two allergic reactions. EpiPens are sold in packages of two because in the case of a severe allergic reaction, if emergency services can't arrive within 15 minutes of the first EpiPen shot, a second EpiPen shot needs to be administered, and if it isn't, that person could die. One parent wrote to Emily Willingham at Forbes and described how quickly that all starts adding up. In our case, with two kids, we have to have eight at all times, two for each child at school, two for each child at home. And that is if we don't even use them. If we do use one, then we have to purchase more. And because EpiPens expire after 1 year, they'll have to purchase more anyway, and it would cost that parent nearly $5,000 a year just to replace all eight EpiPens in the unlikely scenario that Mylan doesn't continue to cruelly hike the price. The truth is, life-threatening food and insect allergies are on the rise, and we should be doing everything we can to make easy-to-administer epinephrine at least as available as defibrillators in public places like restaurants, schools, universities, businesses, and so on. It's true that Mylan has made small efforts to make EpiPens more available. For instance, the company has distributed nearly 700,000 free EpiPens to more than 65,000 schools around the country. And there's at least one cheaper generic option that costs only about $142 with a coupon. That's still twice the cost of two EpiPens in France. Greed, plain and simple, is the reason why Americans are being forced to pay hundreds of dollars for a common life-saving product that has been on the market since 1977. So while Martin Shkreli grabbed media headlines and was widely reviled for his cruel 4,000% price hike last year, he's by no means the only pharmaceutical executive who is relentlessly pursuing profits by taking sick Americans as suckers to be exploited and left for dead. If we want to solve this issue, we need to rein in the pharmaceutical industries and take the profit motive out of healthcare. And that means we must join every other developed country in the world and expand universal Medicare coverage to every man, woman, and child in our country. And we need to allow Medicare to negotiate with prescription drug companies for reasonable prices that don't force people to choose between food or pharmaceuticals.